Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in a coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, we had a question here, which I'll answer right away, because Fred has been very patiently waiting, Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He said, what does Let's Go Brandon mean?
The same thing as FJB.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, which was done at a NASCAR race.
Well, there was some chanting that was going on at a NASCAR race last weekend, weekend before last, I forget, recently.
Yep.
And somebody in the media asked one of the drivers, you know, what are they chanting? And he didn't want to come out and say that.
Of course.
So he just said, I'm sure they're saying, let's go, Brandon.
Yeah.
So, that's where it came from.
And I think he won the race, too, come to think. Well, I think he did, but I'll have to double-check on that. Our beloved former president, Donald Trump, was over in Iowa over the weekend in front of a record crowd at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. I've been there a couple times. It's not all that big, but I'm sure that where they put him in there, the stadium they put him into, which is not all that big, I'm sure they had him stacked all the way around, two and three deep on the outside, if not more. But he had quite a bit to say, and what he had to say was that really got my attention, and I'm sure everybody's, was Democratic leadership and a radical left have brought our nation to the brink of ruin. Boy, is that true.
Well, and I don't see any relief on any of this either.
Nope.
We just seem to be creating study groups and task force and, you know, having discussions, and we're looking at a range of this and a range of that. So, I mean, we're not getting anywhere. I mean, what these people are supposed to be the brightest and the smartest and the most experienced and have resumes and blah, 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 blah. Well, if that's the case, we wouldn't be in this condition to start with. This is an administration that is a defiant, willingly defiant on the previous administration. That's the only way I know to explain it all.
Well, I think I know why, and I think it all starts with Joe Biden's relationship to Barack Obama and the evil billionaire George Soros. And if you want to take it one step further, you can toss in the Chinese and their influence, the Communist Party, over the Biden family and many other politicians, Democratic and a few Republicans, when it comes to how much influence they have on them in terms of the money that they've given these people?
Well, Senator Chris Coons, also from Delaware, has been a very longtime friend of Biden's and has been one of his top advisors. He was on yesterday with Chris Wallace, and if you listen to him, he had zero criticisms of the Biden administration. So I would say the outside influences to the Biden White House are progressive, almost Marxist. In some cases, they are Marxist.
Communist.
And longstanding. So,
mm-hmm. Well, we're being hit.
It isn't a good thing.
We're being hit from 1,000 different directions because, in my opinion, it's all about weakening and destroying America while giving the advantage to China, the Chinese communists, and anybody but America. And this is all right out of the communist playbook, a combination of the Cloward Piven strategy. We all remember that, and the rules for radicals.
This all comes down to creating voters, and they're creating voters by concocting new entitlements constantly.
Yep.
So they're paying off people to vote for the Democrats.
Yep. What they're trying to do, absolutely positively. You're absolutely right. In the meantime, it looks like as if Mitch McConnell, like him or hate him, might have been right in what he did, because I was thinking about this the other day, and what's the one thing that he saved out of doing what he did?
Well, one is that we're not going to default on anything, and this would be a terrible time not to be paying some bills. The consequences would probably be the final nail in our coffin if that had happened. The other thing is that he's still forcing the hand of Schumer in the 60 votes. He's not going to get 60 votes. I'm sure he's going to get 50. There's a lot of reasons to dislike McConnell, but he's a tactician.
Yep.
And so I'd be cautious on
that. Hold that thought. All right. And by the way, the main thing that Mitch McConnell did was he saved the filibuster, at least for now, because if the Democrats had been able to switch that, they could have done anything with a majority vote, 50 plus one. And that they've got. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. We will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tuggy, the Patriot Pup. Tuggy is spelled T-U-G-G-I-E. Now, we all know that the education of our youth has always been critical, and we've had a trust in our school systems in the past that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that just is no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So, as a result, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, these are beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. All you have to do to find out more is to go to her website, Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. It's an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it comes in English and Spanish. Tuggy, T-U-G-G-I-E, ThePatriotPup.com. All righty, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Hello again.
Hello.
We have one of our favorite question answers on the telephone, Elliot, up in Wesley Chapel. So, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Look, I have a quick quick comment this morning, and then I'm going to follow with a question for Denise. America drug cartels at the Mexican border are all in for themselves. They call themselves the Plaza. Remember that name, Plaza, a territorial place where billion-dollar gangs that control humans moving through their plaza real estate. Now, it's the hottest real estate in the world, with continuous money flow 24 hours a day at the Plaza. Those who are guiding humans, transporting them on inner tubes, is said to be earning $90,000 to $500,000.
Yep.
This is what open society looks like. And this is my question to you this morning is, before leaving office, German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with Israel's leader, pledging her full support for Israel. I was so excited to hear her say that. Now, has Joe Biden lost the support of allies in Europe? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Elliot. Go ahead.
On the first part, I would say drug cartel won, Biden zero. Start off with that.
Correct.
The second piece is that Merkel's gone. So whatever pledge that she has made means nothing, as far as I'm concerned. Has Biden lost support of some European leaders? Yes.
50-50. What do you think? 50-50. Right.
I think it's actually probably a little bit higher than that.
Okay.
If for nothing else, all you have to look at is Macron and how angry he got over the submarine deal.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, there's some issues when it comes to Britain. We now have a socialist in, I think that the election is about finished in Germany,
mm-hmm.
and that will be a full-blown socialist. In fact, I was playing tennis yesterday with a very dear friend of mine who is German.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't been, she owns some real estate here, and she hasn't been here in almost 2 years because of all things COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we had that discussion yesterday about what's happening in Germany. They still have a very big problem with migration and everything else, and they're blaming it on the United States and where we are because it's gotten exponentially worse here in the last couple of months. So the answer to that is yes, European leaders are fed up.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Let me see who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, yeah, good morning, Captain. This is Covington from Shepherd.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Captain. You know, these people are just incorrigible, the socialists. And they're trying to change the voting laws here in Florida. I don't know if you noticed the news here lately, but they've been meeting on a regular basis down in Lee County.
Yep.
In order to change the districting laws.
Yep.
And the NAACP, which is one of the worst socialist organizations I've ever heard of, is opinionating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is up with these people? How do we control this? This has just gotten out of hand. I mean, these people wanting to change the voting laws in order to be all more inclusive to majority and minorities, that this goes against what our founding fathers, you know, instituted here in this country. We're not a democracy. We are
okay.
A republic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. We'll answer that. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
thank
Kevin. Okay. He's right about that. I am aware of that, but I'm also aware of the fact that they do not have enough votes to do it. They are the minority.
Votes to do what?
Pass any type of legislation that they're talking about.
Legislation on what?
On what they're trying to do. It will not pass. Now, if they can do it at a county level, maybe, but I don't think they can do it at a county level down there. We'll see. But statewide,
well,
it's not going to happen.
Well, let's necessarily understand something here. And I'm not endorsing what is happening, and I'm not unendorsing it, because we have a governor who is highly on the case. But let's also remember, too, there is going to be some redistricting that does happen because of the census.
Yep.
Remember that Florida picked up
Two seats,
and I think Texas picked up one.
Mm-hmm.
So redistricting is going to happen.
Yep.
Now, what the Democrats generally are generally going to do is trying to get into the redistricting and infect
yep.
The process
mm-hmm.
as best they can. So, Yeah. If you have some issues with it, you need to contact the governor's office. And if you know something specific, if it's Lee County or whatever other county, send it on to them. They take that information.
You bet.
So just breathe.
Yep.
I think he's got a team on the case.
You're right. Okay, very quickly, let's go to the phone line one more time. Mel in Saratoga Springs, what's your question for Denise?
Yes, in regards to this vaccine, what you see that the airline pilots, their unions are engaged in regards to a strike. Captain, I'm pretty sure you're against cannibalism, whereas this vaccine does contain aborted fetal tissue. And the only way that they got those aborted fetal tissue is by having to cannibalize these innocent...
Okay, what's the question?
The question is, why should people be forced to have to take something that they, for one, okay, religiously do not believe in?
Okay.
And, and look at how these things, what's contained.
Thank you. We'll address that because we've only got a minute left. Okay, first of all, I don't think anybody should be forced to take anything. What do you think, Denise?
Well, and the Biden administration came out and actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're kind of changing their tune. They're almost doing it in a matter of backhanded extortion.
Yep. Yep.
With this mandate. The vaccine with the fetal tissue was done, I don't know how many of the manufacturers did this in their laboratories, but that was done.
It was not all of them. I do know that. It was a select few, and I don't know who the few are. Right.
But having said that, that is the primary reason that parts of the Catholic Church have pushed back on this. So
mm-hmm.
your caller's right. And I think there are some that really need to come out and expose this part of this, on the creation and who did it and so forth and so on. I looked at it probably 2 months ago for mm-hmm. the sake of your caller, so I don't remember all the details on it. I just remember those highlights. So, but he's I think he's right.
Yeah, and the thing of it is okay, I get it. If you're in the military, you have to get shots, whether you want them or not. You got to get them. That's the way it works. They give you a series of shots. Remember the anthrax shot?
But here's the interesting mm-hmm. thing when it comes to that, and that is that special forces, there are, especially the Navy SEALs,
they're not getting it. Yeah.
Right, and they've been mandated to, so now they have a lawyer to sue.
Yes, and that's what it takes. It takes challenging these people in court. Otherwise, shame on you. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And when we come back, we'll go to our military and veterans news segment. There is something in there tonight about the special forces. We'll get to that. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Folks in the nation's heartland said to stay on alert as severe weather could stretch into the night. The Storm Prediction Center forecasting the continued potential for outbreaks of tornadoes with widespread damaging winds in sections of Oklahoma and North Texas. A woman is dead and 14 people injured after a mass shooting at a crowded bar in St. Paul, Minnesota early Sunday morning, and now three suspects are being treated for gunshot wounds but will be booked as soon as they're discharged. The mass shooting happening at the 7th Street Truck Park, a bar and eatery near the XL Energy Center in downtown St. Paul. No word on a possible motive. A Facebook VP says the company is trying to make Facebook and Instagram a safer place for teens.
We can't change human nature, and can do is change our product, which is exactly what we're doing.
Facebook's Nick Clegg on CNN's State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy it is. And this edition of the program, our military and veterans news segment, is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy can be found online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And don't forget, two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they are right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can learn to be an aviation maintenance tech. That is a very highly paid job where if you have any technical ability at all,
You've put together model airplanes. You've put together model trains. You've done any type of mechanical work, whether it's a lawnmower or a car or whatever it might happen to be. You possess the qualities, at least, to be able to read schematics and to follow instructions, and you can be taught how to become an aviation maintenance tech. Now, that job will pay you a minimum, to begin with, on an average 40-hour week of some $60,000 a year to start, with the possibility of making a lot more money, because aviation maintenance techs are in very high demand right now. There is a large contingent of the older aviation maintenance techs that are starting to retire, leaving openings for the newer ones to come out, the younger ones. So that would be your opportunity. Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can train to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and on the other side of the bay over in Clearwater is where the National Aviation Academy is here, Clearwater, Florida. Now, they're also located in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, in either case, I encourage people to call them up, schedule an appointment, and ask to take the tour of one of those two facilities. Now, the number is 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour of one of their facilities. You'll be glad you did. It'll be the best thing you ever did. And don't forget, you can check them online by going to the website, NAA.edu. Now, do you remember that bombing at the Kabul airport where ISIS-K claimed responsibility for bombing the airport after it was thought that the Taliban was accused, and then the Biden administration said, oh, no, the Taliban is cooperating with us. They would never do that. Well, shortly after that, about a week or so after that, maybe 2 weeks, they also claimed the bombing of the Hazira Shira Mosque in Kunduz, a city in northern Afghanistan, which killed at least 46 people, wounded dozens more. And then just last week, there was another bombing. Again, holding their hand up in the air saying, we did it, was ISIS. Now, the problem is, one wing of ISIS, the ISIS-K group, as they call it, the ones over in Pakistan, the Khorasan, ISIS-Khorasan, they are the ones that don't get along with anybody but themselves. They believe that they're the purest of all the Islamics, and everybody should follow them. Unlike some of the other ISIS followers who have blended in with the Taliban and have created that false sense of security. Now, this is how ISIS got through the Taliban security checkpoint, surrounded by the Taliban, when it was said by the Biden administration that, well, they're cooperating with us and they're doing what they're providing security and they're this. Yeah, sure they were. Sure they were. But it wasn't that complicated to figure out a coordinated suicide attack. All they had to do was sneak through all that security. And if you don't think somebody else knew about this, then you're wrong. Because the Taliban were trying to figure out a way to get the people to dispense away from the airport. You don't think a bombing did that? Sure did. And it caused them to change their security, so a whole bunch of people that were inside went outside the gates, outside the area. But anyway, that's what the military is saying about all of that right now. Now, in addition, let's not forget that the latest attack exemplifies the increasing violence, not only in the country, but in the region, after the chaotic exit of U.S. troops, as well as the challenges the Taliban will now face in securing the country and transitioning from insurgent group to governing body. Well, there's still going to be an insurgency, because that area in the mountains that had the people that were challenging the Taliban, the opposition, the former government people, they're still there. They're still there. Remember, the Taliban said, oh, we have gone into the province and we have taken control and we have defeated their army. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Because their army went to the high ground. The Taliban are on the low ground. All they took was whatever was down below that was left for them to take. The troops that are still there, the militia that's still there, they're up at the higher ground looking down at these guys. And by the way, don't be surprised if at any time there's not a massive counterattack from above to the boys down below and they won't know what hit them. Don't be surprised. Now also, I bet you didn't know that U.S. Special Operations Forces and others have been deployed in Taiwan for at least a year. They were put there by Donald Trump to help train the Taiwanese troops to learn more efficient tactics in the event that the Chinese attack them, like it is likely to happen. Don't know when, but it looks like China's waving a big saber. And at any time we could hear about them taking down Taiwan, it wouldn't take much for them to do it, but the Taiwanese people would certainly put up one hell of a fight. And that would be the problem that China would then face. How do they explain that? Now, 11 sailors were injured about a week ago when the deployed fast attack submarine Connecticut struck some kind of object while being submerged in the Indo-Pacific region. A lot of people are thinking right now that that object might have been an enemy robotic sub. Then again, it might have been something that was put there underwater that you'd think they would have seen. You think they would have seen because of all the radar and sonar that they possess on those submarines. Matter of fact, they can see almost underwater with the electronic devices they have, like they're up on top of land looking out across the horizon. That equipment they have is that good. So how they couldn't see something that struck them is a little bit unexplainable. But people right now that I've talked to about this, and one of them happens to be a friend of mine that was a submariner, said he wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a robotic sub. All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. Now, recruiters have had a lot of trouble in the past. Some good, a lot bad. And their latest problem is with the Federal Trade Commission, where officials say that they've seen an increase in complaints regarding unfair recruiting practices going on right now. I don't know what they're doing now, but I guess they can't deliver three hots of cotton, a hamburger certificate or something. Maybe that's what it is. Who knows? Somebody's giving hamburgers, the other one's giving steaks. Maybe that's it. All right, I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on, and the Watchdog on Wall Street will be right with us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha, and thank you much, very much there, Kyle. Okay, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. By the way, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and 345 horsepower comes standard. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. And boy, does that make somebody with a bad back like me feel fantastic. Amos Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care that offers free oil changes and tire rotations for life, and they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of extra money on the vehicle that you're looking at, but you got to tell them right off the bat when you walk in the store, the captain sent me. Okay, speaking of the captain, here's the watchdog, Chris Markowski. You know, I was talking about you yesterday to somebody about the radio stations that you and I have been on together and going back and dating ourselves. I don't know how many years. It has to be 15 years anyway. We were at that little radio station in Bradenton, and they got the first ever Arbitron rating they ever got during the hours that you and I were on the radio.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm starting to scare myself, man. We're starting to date ourselves in decades now, and I'm like, man, I'm getting old. Holy mackerel.
Yeah. Well, we've both been on the air more than 20 years, so there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, we've got a caller on the line. I'm going to get her in here so she can ask a question. Okay, Mary, what's your question?
Hi, my question is, when I don't think the average person understands that you can't keep printing money. What happens when you keep printing money? What backs it up? And also, why don't they audit the Fed? Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And go ahead, Chris. Why are we printing money? Because we can.
Well, she says that, you know, you can't keep printing money because, you know, bad things are happening. They're happening. You know, we're seeing them every single day. You're seeing them in what you're paying in groceries. You're seeing what happens when you're paying for energy, whatever it may be. And this is not due to just these past several months. This has been going on for a while. It's just seemingly getting worse and worse and worse.
Right.
And, you know, that wasn't too long ago. It's just transitory. It's not a big deal. That's completely ridiculous. I mean, you can't expect to print all of this money. You're absolutely right, and not see the effects. And those effects are inflation. And inflation is just another tax.
Yep.
Now, you couple that now, the fact that the Federal Reserve is artificially depressing interest rates. I mean, the 10-year has come up a little bit over the past week, but it's still nowhere near where it should be, where cash, you can't get any return on your cash position. Now, back when inflation was going parabolic back in the 1970s, you could put your money into a bank, you could buy a CD, and you could get returns on your money, rates that were commensurate with inflation. You're not getting that today, so it's very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have something else for you here. The airlines are having a sick-in. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines so far, maybe a few flight controllers too, although the flight controllers are saying, wait a minute, don't include us in the mix. We're not involved in this. We're not going to get involved. So don't go blaming us for this. But yesterday, there were over 1,000 flights canceled because of Southwest Airlines and American, pilots calling in sick. People and passengers were left scrambled everywhere. We've had people spending the night right behind me back here, about a mile behind me, in the Tampa International Airport. And a lot of them don't know when the hell they're going to get out because there's no flights to get out on. And you told me something about your brother?
Yeah, my brother. And I think it's probably happening with more. I think it's some of the other small airlines as well. His flight was canceled yesterday as well, leaving from Tampa, and I was on Allegiant Airlines, and he can't get out until this Thursday. I mean, that's amazing. So it's,
sure,
I think there's a lot more than just those two that are canceled. I'm not too familiar with it, aware of it. You piqued my interest here. I got to look into this to see what's going on.
Well, it's a strike as a sick off or sick out.
Yeah.
Okay, it's actually a strike. Because they don't want to get the mandate. They're required to have the vaccine mandate, and this is their way of doing it. They're having a sick out as a result of the vaccine mandates.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, that's probably why. But, again, you mentioned what about the, you know, government contracts and other things that are involved?
Well, the U.S. mail. They haul the mail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're talking about the situation that's, it can be other people are going to have to pick up the slack here. I mean, we're already talking about slowdowns in the mail and other things as well. You know, I don't think quite frankly, maybe we were talking about this before, I don't think that Biden's going to pull a Reagan and fire anybody, though.
No, but if he had a said he would, because that's what Reagan did, and that ended it. Okay, let's go back to the phone line. We have Bagham and Bob on the line. Bagham and Bob, what's your question for the Watchdog?
Yes, sir. Morning, Captain Watchdog. Anyway, I wanted to know, is there any chance that the dollar will not be the world's reserve currency anymore because of the fact that we're printing so much money? And if that's so, what would the consequences be? All right. Thank you, Captain.
All right. Well, go ahead, Chris.
Well, there's always that chance. However, we're not the only ones that are doing this.
Nope.
Talking about central banks are doing it as well. I mean, right after the financial crisis that happened in 2008-2009, China printed like some, $15 trillion and put it into their system, which is now leading to their collapse in their real estate market right now. They're in really dire straits with that at this point in time. So the European Union, many of their countries there, they've got artificially depressed interest rates, and they print of a lot of euros as well. So, who's going to step in? What currency are they going to use? Because everybody's doing the same thing at the same time. What is the alternative right now?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned China, because there was a report late last week that Bitcoin rallied, fueled by a $1.6 billion buy on the exchanges tied to China.
Well, I'm not sure, in regard, because China basically outlawed it. So I have to look into that, to see what's going on. This last week, some of the cryptocurrencies went, parabolic to the upside.
I think it was on Thursday.
Yeah. I gotta, to trace where the stuff is going is difficult, because again, China made it, clear that they rather not have their citizens, trading in that, because they want to have their own digital currency to compete.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. Maybe it's that.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
All right, well, Goldman Sachs has cut the forecast for the U.S. economic growth down to 5.6%. They had it up at one time around 8.5, then it was down to 7, then it was down to 6-something, now it's down to 5.6.
Interesting. I don't even know if we're going to, with all the supply chain issues, if we're going to even get near there. Friday had the jobs report, people's jaw dropped to some degree, just said how weak it was. Biden comes out and, makes a fool out of himself, quite frankly, again, when it comes to this, trying to portray that this is, was somehow a good report. It's going to be difficult to have that type of economic growth, unless it's a balanced, approach as far as our nation is concerned. We don't have that right now. It's very, very difficult. A lot of businesses having a difficult time finding workers. And it's getting worse instead of better, at least from my clientele that I'm speaking to all over the country. Very, very hard to get things done.
Well, now, we have a supply chain problem. We know that. All those ships sitting off the coast of California, I believe it's up to around 150 now or somewhere thereabouts. But Florida has stepped in and said, hey, you want to solve the problem? Send the ships down here. Lo and behold, we spent $250 billion on the upgrade of our ports, our 13 ports here in Florida, to accommodate some of these ships as well as cruise line ships. And we have the room, we have the space, we have the train tracks, we have the workers, we have the trucks.
It's just, Matt, I agree with you. I don't understand how this is so difficult logistically. I don't know if it has to do with truckers or what, but, kind of embarrassing to some degree that we haven't been able to figure this out.
Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
Bye.
All right, that's Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're coming right back with Frank Salvato from the undergroundusa.com website. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues?
Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.